So can you bring us up to date on this lady?
Yeah, absolutely. So she received the Elolendex phase 2 trial that we had at Dana-Farber. She had an excellent response. However, 2 years after stopping therapy, her numbers came up and they were increasing. And every time I see her, her light chains and M-spike increase. Remember, she has a 17p deletion. So she has one of the worst prognostic features we have. And again, started to progress. And as a worried person, of course, it was a discussion of how to treat her. Now, her numbers went on to the point that she was almost myeloma with end organ damage. So we went on and she received KRD, she went on to receive transplant and then maintenance therapy, and she's actually in a great remission right now.
And she's on, you said KR maintenance?
And she got KR maintenance and not just lenalidomide maintenance, which was one of the trials. So we were mimicking a trial, but it was one of the trials that was going on at that time of KR maintenance.
So how long does that continue, the maintenance?
So it was only a one-year maintenance that we gave her with the carfilzomib, and you give it only once a month, and then we stopped and we just continued with the lenalidomide.
We were talking before about carfilzomib in terms of upfront therapy in general, and I think you referred to some of the toxic issues that have been seen there. I've always been curious about the dyspnea and question mark cardiorespiratory issues that occur with carfilzomib. What have we learned about that?
Yeah, it's hard to know exactly the mechanism. Some people think it's a vasoconstriction. Some people think it was all the volume that we give them because we give them a lot of fluids. So one of the ideas that we have is really being careful that their blood pressure is well controlled early on and we're not giving that many fluids as we used to give. But now I think as we understand better how to use carfilzomib, and in fact, many of us are using now the one day only, not the 2 days in a row, and we're using the higher dose, not the one that's the lower dose. We're seeing amazing responses and many of the toxicities that we've observed are easier to take care of. I'm not decreasing the chance. There is definitely that cardiac toxicity and heart failure that has been seen in some patients, but that's a much smaller number of patients that have this significant side effect.